Soul Shoals 2 Days Tailgate Tour coming to you live right now. Yesterday, we were at Rogers and Wilson. Today, Wes Ayers is on assignment out in beautiful Central Heights, Alabama. Wes, my man, how you doing today?
Man, I'm great. Jordan, how about yourself?
I am doing fantastic. Now, I don't know how much the listeners are happy with me. I don't know if they're happy with me or not, because I just spent the past hour talking about Cam Newton and, you know, some different things going down. But we are now on to high school football, and this is our area of expertise. Now, yesterday you were out at Rogers, and we got lot of those pictures up. You got interviews from Jerry Foulkes, and you got to talk to some of the kids after practice. Those videos are up. You did an excellent job. Today you are out at Central. How was the drive out?
Oh, man, you know, it's beautiful. You come up Savannah Highway. It's just a great drive. Lots of people throwing up their hands. It's just like being at home, man. You know, they don't know me, but I'm one of the natives here, it's almost like.
Is this the Rogers of that side of Lauderdale County? Is that how you feel about it?
You know, I wouldn't wear my blue and white out here, but I do feel kind of good about being out here.
Oh, man, you know, being a Rogers graduate, I mean, you got a lot of experience with Central over the years. You guys, it's not a rivalry. It's not the Wilson Central rivalry, and it's not, you know, the Rogers Brooks rivalry. But there is a bit of, you know, I don't want to say bad blood, but, you know, being in the same region for so long, I mean, you think back and forth, these guys, there have been some slobber knockers between the Wildcats and the Pirates, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I think about back when I was in high school, and that was, you know, none of your business years ago. But even at that point, these two teams were ready to compete. You know, you get the Navy and the white together, you get the red and the white together. It always equated to something very, very special. And I don't think this year is going to be any different. This program is ready to play.
You know, the past two seasons, Rogers has taken down Central. And, you know, we're talking about Rogers and Central. There's a lot of teams in this 4A Region 8. But you were at Rogers yesterday, and you're at Central today. 36-0, 2016, the Rogers Pirates took it. And last season, the Rogers Pirates took it 42-21. So I would imagine that the Central Wildcats don't like that taste in their mouth. And Heath Wood and those guys, they're ready to get out there not only to show Rogers that they're ready to play, but to show Brooks and Deschler and Elkmont, West Limestone. You're out there at practice right now. What is the practice like? How intense are Heath Wood and company?
Listen, Jordan, this is one of the most intense practice environments I've seen in quite some time. Every huddle they break, they say playoffs. So there's one mission, there's one goal, and there's one opportunity that they have that they're trying to capitalize on, and that's that they're a little bit older, they're a little bit stronger, they're a little more experienced, and the playoffs are on deck.
Yeah, I know that Central definitely has their sights set on making it to the playoffs. I think they've got a good shot, 100%. They've got Dalton Handback back in the backfield. They've got Peyton Palmer, I believe, is going to be their quarterback. And you've got one more young man, Parker Witt, who we're going to talk to a little bit later on. As things are getting close to wrapping up out there, you're going to talk with Heath Wood in just a few moments. You know, thinking about this Central team, what are your expectations for them? You talked about them breaking it down on playoffs. Do you think that's a realistic expectation for this squad, Wes? It seems as if Wes has dropped the phone call, so we will hang up and try and call him right back. Not a problem. Sometimes with technology, things happen. So we're going to see if we can get Wes back on the line here. You know, I think that this is a team, ladies and gentlemen, who can 100% make it to the playoffs. 100%, I think this is a team who can get there. When you think about what all they've got returning the past couple seasons, they've made a change at quarterback. Heath Wood's been there a long time. These guys know the system. I don't think it's unfathomable to think that this team can make it back in 4A Region 8. We talked about it earlier. I mean, you've got Brooks and Deschler who are at the top. And then that 3-4 spot is up for grabs. It's been Wilson and Rogers the past 2 years, and Deschler was there last year. It's been those teams. But who's to say that Heath Wood and this squad can't come out and take the third spot, take the fourth spot, maybe? I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility by any stretch of the imagination to see the Central Wildcats back in the 4A playoffs. One thing that they have that some other teams don't is experience. Experience. They've got it. They've got guys who've played a lot of football And they've got guys who played a lot of football well out there this year. All right, we're going to take a quick timeout. Can't reach Wes, so we will see if we can get him back on the line. Maybe it'll be on the phone. But we are going to continue on with our tailgate tour in just a couple moments and see if we can't get back in contact with Wesley Ayers. He's out at Central now. You don't forget, Mr. Chuck Hammer is out at Waterloo, and we'll be talking to him about 5:20, 5:30, seeing what's going on with the Waterloo Cougars. Don't go anywhere. 2 days tailgate tour on Fox Sports Charles continues after this. Welcome back in to our Fox Sports Charles 2 days tailgate tour. We got Wes back on the phone. I guess Wes wants to talk with me now. He didn't want to talk with me a minute ago, but I guess he's okay talking with me now. And Wes, before we took that time out, I posed the question to you. Central breaking it down on playoffs. They're hoping to get back there this season. Is that a realistic expectation in your mind?
You know, I really do, Jordan. I really think that the playoffs are something that this team is right on the cusp of reaching, because you look at their offense last year, and this is one of the things that I want to talk to Coach Wood about. This is a team that scored 263 points last year, averaging 26 points a game, but they gave up 211. So the defense has been a real emphasis here at practice today. They're really trying to push those defensive players to really make some effort, but they're older, they're more experienced, and they seem to be playing really, really hard.
You know, this is a team who just missed the playoffs last year. I mean, they went 5-5, but they didn't have the region wins that they needed to. West Limestone snuck into the playoffs actually with a record of 4-7. So they just missed it. I think you're right on the button. Now, I do want to ask you this. You've been out there for a while taking pictures and all these different things. And if any point in time you need to cut in because Coach Wood's there, you got any players, you just feel free to say, shut up, Jordan. I want to talk to this guy. But
Jordan, I've got Coach Wood right beside me.
Well, there we go. Why don't I just shut up and let you handle it then?
Thanks, Jordan. I appreciate it. We're standing here with Coach Heath Wood. Coach, a great day of practice. Beautiful day to be out here practicing. Kids put in a great effort today. How do you feel today as practice comes to an end?
You know, the days are our last day in shorts. You know, I watch these guys out here running through the drills. You know, we're way ahead at this point than we were last year as far as the knowledge of the kids or what we're just trying to do on offense and defense both. Because last year we were trying to implement some things on both sides of the ball, and the kids are older, and they picked up on it better. And, you know, it's a lot it's a lot smoother at this point in time in practice. You know, we're looking forward to getting in the shells tomorrow, you know, kind of going forward with that thing. And we'll try to get ready to maybe get a little live just a few minutes of that scrimmage in Friday. So we'll see how it goes. You know, I'm excited. The kids are excited. Everybody's putting in the grind out here. You know, we know what we got to do. We got a goal. That's to get the playoffs. That's what these guys are here working to do.
That's one of the things that I was mentioning to Jordan is every huddle that I heard break down, the word playoffs was mentioned every time.
Yes, that's our number one goal. It always is every year. But these guys here really have really, really put in a lot of hard work this summer. And they've stuck together, you know, and I'm pleased with their effort throughout the summer. And then you come out here and watch it on the field. You know, as hard as they've worked in summer with these summer workouts, you know, you come to practice for a couple of hours, it's not so bad, you know. And that stuff pays off. I'm proud of these guys. And we're looking forward, excited about the season.
So, Coach, you're less than 20 days away from the first kickoff. You got Colbert County in that first game. If you play today, are your chances high?
Well, we like our chances. You know, I told somebody one time, I ain't never practiced to lose, you know, and that's not the attitude we go at it with. So, you know, as far as that goes, we know Colbert County's always got Coach Mask over there does a great job. You know, we're excited about the opportunity to get to play those guys because we do know there's going to be a lot of athletes on the field. We do know we've got to be ready to play our best game when we go over there. That's what we're out here practicing. But as far as that goes, we're excited about the opportunity to go play those guys. So, like I said, they'll have a good team. Coach Mass does a great job.
Fox Sports Shoals here with Coach Heath Wood. You're entering your eighth season. That's an incredible tenure. Tell us a little bit how much it's changed from year one to year eight for Coach Heath Wood.
You know, the things that we do right now, to me, it's more about the work ethic these kids bring, you know, and having a goal. You know, we set a goal back years ago, and that was try to get in the playoffs, you know, at the end of the season. And whatever happens throughout the season, we got to keep that same mindset on what we want to do. So we've got our goals set, and And work ethic, to me, that overrides a lot of things, and that's what, you know, that's what these kids, I watch them in the weight room, I watch them in the off season, I watch them out on the practice field. Well, they've got the work ethic. So that, to me, that's something that that hasn't changed at all as far as our program's mentality. So, you know, and that excites me to know that, you know, 8-10 years ago, those guys were working just as hard as these guys are out here working today. That's what's special.
That's great. Coach, thank you for taking a little time. I know you've got an event. We're going to take a short break, get back to the players. But, Coach, best of luck to you. Thank you for spending some time
with us.
Appreciate
you coming out with
us. All right, Jordan, that was Coach Heath Wood entering his 8th season with the Central Wildcats. We're going to take just a few minutes break, and then we'll come back. We've got some pretty special Central Wildcats that we want to spend some time talking to right after the break.
Sounds good, Wes. We'll be right back after this. Fox Sports Show's two-a-day tour, two-a-day's tailgate tour. Man, I can't talk today. Rolls on after this. Fox Sports Show's two-a-day tailgate tour rolling on. Is there a dog in here? I don't know. Right now, Wes Ayers has a few young Wildcats out by his side. Wes, take it away.
Hey, thanks, Jordan. We're here with Peyton Palmer. Peyton's one of the first guys that I found out here that, you know, he had a decent season last year, so I thought I'd talk to him a little bit. Peyton, thank you for spending some time with us. We were establishing that I've known you, you know, a long time ago. You were born right as I graduated, but that's okay. Tell us a little bit about being the face of this program. You're the quarterback of this program. You're the one that, you know, the face is tied to the program. Tell us a little bit about how that feels to you going into this season.
You know, it's just it's a privilege to be able to be the leader of the team, and it's awesome.
So as you look at last season, you guys were able to put up some pretty good amounts of points. You guys scored around 263 points last year. That's a good amount of points. As the quarterback, how do you improve on that? Obviously, you want to score more. You want to score quick. You want to score in a variety of ways. What's your plan to guiding your offense to scoring more points?
Well, I think we just need to keep getting the ball in our playmakers' hands, and the O-line is going to be a big key in this year.
That's awesome. So as we wind down your interview, I've got Peyton Palmer, the quarterback of the Central Wildcats. Peyton, tell me a little bit about what your goals for this season would be.
I would say the main goal is to make the playoffs and win the region.
Win the region and make the playoffs? Hey, listen, I think you guys have got just as good a shot as anybody. Peyton, thank you for taking some time with me. I'm going to move on to Parker Witt. Parker, thanks for spending some time with me. I want to ask you right out of the gate, what's it like to play for Coach Heath Wood?
You always got to come to practice with the right mindset. I think he's going to hold you to that. You know, you have to work as hard as you can and be the best player you can be.
So when you think about that and you think about the accountability that he's going to hold to you, I want to talk about you for just a second. What are some of your goals as you enter into the season here in the early stages of August?
Right. I just think being a leader, being a senior, I think to keep everybody focused and keep everybody's mind right to get as far as we can get in the season, that's the main goal.
So your plans for the entire team for 2018, do they kind of sound like Peyton's? Are they region championship, playoff bound? Is that kind of where you're looking for the team goals for 2018?
Yes, sir. That's all of our goals, to get to the region, win a region, win playoffs.
That's awesome. Parker, thank you. Best of luck to you. I appreciate you spending some time with us. And now I'm going to go to Dalton Handback, running back for the Central Wildcats. Dalton, thank you for spending some time with us. Dynamic last year, I think, is a good word to describe your season. You had lots of stats, lots of yards, lots of great things that happened for you. Let me ask you this. As you look forward to 2018, what kind of work have you put in to improve on that, to improve your game, and to make sure that everybody sees you as a leader for this Central Wildcat football team?
I think just like leading in the summer and all the stuff we do, you know, always being out here and all the drills they got us doing, it's always contributes to being a better player.
So it's hot out here. It's been hot all summer long while you guys have been out here. Does the heat bother you anymore, or is it just part of the process at this point?
No, we don't mind about the heat. That's not a thing here.
So no heat, all the heat, more problems, right? It doesn't matter to you guys. Let me ask you this. Your goals for the season would be what?
There's the playoffs and region champs. Like Peyton said, we all a team. We only have our individual goals. We're here to play together and do the best we can do.
That's awesome. So a great team atmosphere. Dalton, thank you. I'm going to let you guys go. I know you've got some things you've got to do here in just a few minutes. Best of luck to you guys. Thank you very much for spending some time with us on Fox Sports today. We look forward to following y'all guys this fall. Appreciate it very much. Thanks, fellas. Jordan Campbell, that was the team leadership for the Central Wildcats. and you can hear it in their voices. The same mission, the same goal for everybody. Let's get to the playoffs. Let's see if we can't win the region. Let's see if we can't make some noise in the process.
Those guys are very confident, Wes, and that's what you like to hear from your quarterback and your starting running back who's been there for a while, confidence. If there's one word to describe this team, it sounds like confident, and I think they should be.
I've got to agree with you. They feel like they kind of got to the short end of the stick last year. They know that they came up short. They know that they were in control of that last playoff spot, and West Limestone sort of made their way into that. I was talking to Coach Heath Wood at the beginning of practice, and this is a team that was 4-1 on their home field and 1-4 on the road, and that's one of those things that they're looking to capitalize on, getting some better road play. They've got some big road games this year. Right out of the gate, they've got Colbert County, Brooks, and Deschler. That's three of their first four games, and those are road games. So they know that if they're going to capitalize on this opportunity with all of this leadership, with all of this confidence, they're going to have to capitalize in that road environment.
Yeah, they're going to have to, and it's going to be tough because the one game out of those first four that they have at home is Deschler. So it's not like they've got any games there early on. And you would like to see them win those first two against Colbert County and Haleville heading into Deschler and Brooks and Deschler in that order, September the 7th and 14th. That's just not in – that they've got the two toughest teams in the region back-to-back, and that's tough. But what it does allow them to do, Wes – you look at the September the 21st game. It's at West Limestone. That's a team that I think West Central is looking at as being one of their competitions for that third spot or that fourth spot in 4A Region 8. And then you've got Elkmont, which is beatable. You've got I don't want to call it a break with Mars Hill, but they're not a region opponent. And you end the season with Wilson Rogers and then Russellville to close things out. So the first half of the season is going to be tough. That second half is where they're going to have to make up a lot of ground. And even though it's going to be difficult going Brooks, Deschler back-to-back early in September, I think that it gives them a good opportunity to take down an Elkmont and a West Limestone and then close the season, the region season anyway, with Wilson and Rogers. And if they can win at least those four games, it's hard for me to look at them winning four region games and still not making the playoffs.
I would agree 100%. But let me tell you, Jordan, the Deschler and the Brooks aspect has not intimidated them at all. They don't look at that as an opportunity to go out and just sort of see where they're at. They look at that as an opportunity to let other people see where they are at.
Well, that's fantastic. I think that's what you've got to have. I think you've got to have that. That confidence, and I think they should. Wes, my man, you did an excellent job. Now tomorrow is our last day of week one tailgate tours, as we've got PGA Championship on Thursday and Friday. Where are you going to be at tomorrow?
Tomorrow, I'm going to go to the Hill. I'll be spending some time with Coach Darrell Higgins and the Mars Hill Panthers. Very excited to get out there and see what they're looking to do to capitalize on some depth and some leadership and building on the season that they had last year. I'm real excited to get out there.
Wes, my man, excellent job. You'll have some interviews and videos and stuff like that up on our Fox Sports Charles Facebook page a little later on, correct?
That's right. I'm going to get on that as soon as I get back into the house this evening.
Good deal, buddy. Have a great day. Excellent job. We'll talk to you tomorrow, okay?
Thanks, Jordan. Appreciate it. See you guys soon.
That was Wes Ayers out at Central for Fox Sports Charles, the two-a-days tailgate tour. He did an excellent job, and we are happy to have Wes on board. He's going to be with us on Friday nights. He's doing a great job on the tailgate tour. Two for two, Wes. You are two for two, my man. All right, we're going to go ahead and take a quick timeout. When we come back, Chuck Hammer is out at Waterloo, one of his favorite communities in the Tennessee Valley area, the Shoals area, however you want to describe it. He's out at Waterloo, and we are going to get on the horn with him and talk with him about what's going on out there. And Brad Palmer, Bryce Palmer, all those different guys that got out there at Waterloo. The Fox Sports Charles 2 Days tailgate tour rolls on after this. Don't go anywhere. Welcome back in to the Fox Sports Charles 2 Days tailgate tour. Right now, we hand it off to Mr. Chuck Hammer as he is out in Waterloo with the man himself, Brad Palmer.
Thank you, Jordan. Yes, sir. I'm out here at Waterloo today with the Waterloo Cougars. I'm in Cougar country, and it's warm out here. Of course, I'm going to say that every single day. It surprises me. It's August. We're in Alabama. It's hot. What do you expect? So, Coach, you guys were out here definitely sweating it up. What is this, second day out here? You're not in full pads yet, but how's practice gone so far?
It's going real well. Today improved a little bit over yesterday as far as numbers, because we were able to get more kids, especially the younger kids who wasn't able to come for because wasn't in school yet. But it's going well. Today was a good practice.
I came out here last year, and forgive me here. I'll pull it up. I came out here last year. It was my very first time, I think, ever coming to Waterloo, because I've only lived here just a couple years. And at that point, you guys were coming off a season where you had won four ball games. Of course, there was that Mars Hill game that was the forfeit later on. But four wins coming off that 2016 year. You talked about building on that and going into the 2017 year. We saw you guys advance and go into the playoffs for the first time in, what, 20-something years?
Yeah.
And you made it into the playoffs. That was a big goal of your team. And you picked up, what, four wins last year and a first-round loss to Cedar Bluff, where you nearly knocked them off. You fell 33-28. But, Coach, I just want to ask you about this year, building off of last year. What's it going to take for this team to make that next step?
Well, it's just getting better at those smaller things. We're adding depth, which is going to help us in the long run as far as not having to play people two ways a whole lot. And it's just getting better and learning how to compete in those tight games. And I think we're making that progress.
When you look at your numbers, and that's one thing that you talked about from, you know, the time you took over this program, you said one thing that you were going to have to do is get the numbers up. I counted about 30 kids out here. What do you got on the roster now?
We've got around 41, 42 kids. This is actually going to be as good of a year as we've had. We've got 10 through 12, which is probably what we'll dress for our varsity games. We'll have 26, 27 kids, 10 through 12.
What are your goals for this team? I mean, obviously you're trying to build off of last year, trying to increase that win total, get back into the playoffs, maybe get a win. But what are the goals for this team right now going into camp?
Well, I think one of the goals is we'd love to host a playoff game. We made the playoffs last year. I think the last time we've hosted a playoff game would have been probably the 25 years ago or whenever it was the last time we were in it. But of course, you know, that's something that we'd love to be able to do just for this community and for this area, to be able to bring a home playoff game somehow. Of course, that's not easy to do. Our region's real tough, but I mean, that's what goals are for. And then we'd love to be able to win a playoff game, because in our history, we haven't won a playoff game yet. So that would be also really nice.
Yeah, and you talk about that new region, and I don't want to get too deep into this schedule, but let's talk about one thing I'd be remiss if I didn't ask it. Mars Hill, they moved down to 1A. You look at it on paper, they're going to be one of the tougher teams, you'd think. You guys obviously, building on the success of last year. Mars Hill moving down, what does that mean for you guys?
They're going to be good. There's no doubt. They were solid last year, played competitive in 2A against some really good teams. Didn't lose very many players. They're going to be tough. Hackleberg's going to be tough. Phillips is going to be tough again. Cherokee. I mean, we've got some pretty good teams in our region. And a lot of people don't think and don't feel like, 1A is at the point of where a lot of other classifications are. But there's some good 1A football players. And I think that'll be seen.
Well, I put all my coaches on the spot, so none of them can complain that I'm playing favorites. I always want to ask coaches at the beginning of the year and at the end of the year. You've got a group of seniors on this squad. First of all, how many seniors have you got, and do you think you can name them all?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I probably could. We've got Braden Montgomery, Keon Dixon. We've got Zach Tidwell, Dathan Young, Bryce Palmer, Jake Taylor, CJ Scott. Oh gosh, and you've asked me now and put me on that spot, didn't you?
Well, I'll let you think about it, but I'll give you another question about this senior class. How are they leading these younger classes? Have they stepped up? Have you already seen that in the off season here early in camp? Are they leading this team like you think they should be as seniors?
They are. They're a good group, and we've got a mix of some new and some that's returning. And they're doing a good job leading, but our whole core group, that 10th through 12th grade, is a really good group. Most of them have been with us now since we started, so they've been through the program and they've seen it and they know what's going on. And all of them are they're going as hard as they can go.
I'll give you two more questions. I always like to give the coaches the platform. I know you had several guys out here helping you today. A lot of times those guys don't get their name on the radio. They don't get the publicity. Who's helping you coach this year? If you want to tell us what they're coaching, go right ahead.
Well, Matt Brooks is helping, Josh Cooper, Bill Cox, Ted Cavish, David Wimber. And Matt will be doing offense, Josh's defense. Coach Cox and Coach Cavish are offensive line. Coach Wimburn is helping in with quarterbacks, with defensive line. So we've got a good mixture of some really, really good coaches.
Last question I got for you. I know we're sitting out a couple weeks here. I'm not trying to lead you down a road you don't want to go, but you kick off on August 24th at Woodville. What do you know about Woodville for right now?
Very little right now. I'll be honest with you. I mean, we played them my first 2 years as head coach, and they wore us out, to be honest with you. I kind of know just we've got film just because we played Cedar Bluff last year, so we saw Woodville and Cedar Bluff play each other. But really, that's the only film we've got so far. Now, we'll start doing more as far as game planning and game prep goes. Probably by the end of this week to the first of next week. But as far as their roster and who they got new and what they're going to run, we have ideas, but we don't know.
Well, the most important thing is that you'll be back out on the field on the 24th. We'll finally have high school football to look forward to. Well, Coach, I don't want to keep you anymore. Of course, from all of us at Fox, good luck. We hope to, there's been some planning. We're hoping to get out here maybe for a game, maybe for a couple games, and we'd certainly love to be doing some games in November. But, we got to play the season first. We have to see how that plays out. You can't play the games in November before you play the games in August and September and October. So we'll get ready for this season. I know everyone out here is excited about it. I had parents and folks in the community driving up to me telling me this is going to be a special year. I really do hope so for you guys. Heck, I hope it's a special year for everybody in the Shoals, but I know this is a year that you guys have really you're aiming pretty high for, Coach.
Yeah, it is, and I got a couple of more seniors.
Okay.
I told you.
I know.
And they're good ones, too.
And I knew if I talked long enough, you'd think of a couple.
Christian Irons, Jaden Beasley. Two more good ones that we're going to expect a lot from. And I hope I haven't forgot anybody else. We've got several seniors this year, but we've got with our numbers, I mean, you can tell with close to 30 kids, 10 through 12, we've got pretty good classes.
Right, yeah. And I didn't want to put you on the spot. I know you don't necessarily like to talk about individuals, but it's always special to talk about that senior class because they're going through everything for the very last time, and this may be the last time they ever play football. So it's a special year for those guys. Well, Coach, I'm going to let you get on your way. Thanks for having us out here today, and hopefully we can get a couple of the senior guys. If nobody's too shy, I'd love to have them down here, and we can talk about their senior year.
All right, sounds good.
All right, thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
All right, Jordan, you heard it from the man himself. The Cougars, they look like they're aiming high this year. We'll see how things work out. And we'll be out here a couple times. I have no doubt about it.
You know, Chuck, I don't know if you were listening when I was talking there on my own for the first hour of Shoals Sports Talk. But I said this, and I'm going to stick by it. Okay, Waterloo fans, listen clear and listen loud. I 100% believe, Chuck, 100% believe that this Waterloo team could go and has the possibility, and I'm leaning towards will, go undefeated this year. Undefeated.
You know, you look at this schedule, and there's a lot of guys out here. They're going to have to gel quickly. They've not played together a whole lot. There's some new faces out here. And, they're just going to have to get used to playing together. And they start with a tough schedule. You know, Woodville, we heard him talk about how good they've been in the past. You've got Hackleburg in game four. Phillips is not a team you can overlook. They actually won here last year in the one game we were actually out here broadcasting. How about Lynn? Lynn was a team 21-6 last year. Of course, Waterloo, what were they trailing by one there at the half and end up losing that game. Cherokee, of course, they lost a whole lot. Vina, Mars Hill, that's a game I schedule, or I circle on the schedule because I know that's going to be a very difficult game. Mars Hill moving down, but I have no doubt that these kids out here at Waterloo are up to the challenge. They're ready to go. And I got a couple of the guys over here now, and I got probably more than I bargained for, but maybe some of them are just spectators. But we'll find out in just a moment. Who's going to go first? Who's the designated MC of the group? All right, who we got here?
Braden Montgomery.
All right. So you're a senior.
Yes, sir.
And you've been out here. You've played with these guys. What's it been like playing for – first of all, what's it been like playing for Coach Palmer?
Oh, it's great. He's always put us guys, you know, first and our ambitions. And, you know, he's done a great job bringing us all together. They've done a great job with schemes and all that. And I think they're really putting us in the best shape to win on Friday nights.
Now, Waterloo, it's a little off the beaten path out here. It's a small community, but a very tight community. What's it like to play at a school that's a 1A small school like this?
Oh, it's amazing. Down here, you know, football's everything. You know, we have a community that supports us through wins and losses. They've been here for us through all the ups and downs. And, you know, football's just really big down here, and we hope we can really make them proud this fall.
Well, and I guess I probably should have started out with this question. What position do you play?
Center, nose guard.
So you're playing, are you going to play both ways then?
Yes, sir.
Do you ever get tired out there?
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, Coach was telling me you got some pretty good numbers this year. Maybe they can rotate you out and keep you fresh. I know that football always is an opportunity that guys look at. If they're able to play at the next level, they'd like to do it. But you know what? It's football's going to end one day, obviously, whether it's at the collegiate level or beyond that. But what are you wanting to do past high school after football?
I'm actually wanting to go into ministry.
Wow, okay. Fantastic. Yes. Fantastic. Well, you know what, Braden? I know you guys are going to have a fantastic, magical season out here. Just my prediction. I think you guys are going to have a fantastic season. And like I said earlier, I hope all our schools do, but you guys have something special out here, no doubt. And good luck in your senior year, and we'll talk to you later.
Thank you.
All right. So let's see if we can get somebody else over here. Who wants to talk next? All right. Who do we have here?
Oh, Bryce Palmer.
Bryce Palmer. Okay. Well, your name seems familiar. You are, and I guess I'll lead off with this. You're the quarterback.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
And you were named one of the Fox 5 quarterbacks, which are the five best returning quarterbacks in the entire Shoals area. How do you feel about that honor?
I feel honored. I really do. I feel like that there's a lot of really good quarterbacks in this area, and I'm really honored to be one of the five.
When I got a chance to watch you play out here, and I know I was only out here for the Phillips game. Of course, we travel around each week. I'd love to see all the games, but, you know, you can only go to one game every Friday night. Yeah. We got a chance to see you play. The one thing that I took away is your toughness on the field. In fact, I thought maybe that night you had, like, a cast on or something.
Oh, I did, yeah. So, I had broken my hand the Mars Hill game that year.
And you were out there playing with that,
yes,
huh?
Sir.
Well, this is your senior year. What are your goals? I mean, you're the quarterback, you're the field general, you're the leader of this team. Where would you like to see this team end up? What would be the ultimate goal?
Making playoffs again would be one really good one. And just coming together, really, and pushing each other. So each week we maybe get 1-0 after every game. That's what their goal really is, and just see what happens after that.
I'm not going to try to put you on the spot here, but I got to ask, this is an obvious question. What's it like playing for your dad?
Well, it's got its ups and downs, really. He can be hard sometimes, but I know it's just because he loves me, and I mean, he loves everyone else out here. He's going to push everyone the same, but it's just something me and him had. It's something me and him have that I don't take it to heart, but he's hard on me a little bit.
Well, you know what? I've never seen that side of him, which is great. So I hope I never do, but he's been always super nice to me. I'll ask you the same question I ask Braden. What are your aspirations past high school? What do you want to do?
I want to go to college and look in athletic training.
Okay. So you still want to stay around sports?
Yes, I do. Yep.
Absolutely. Well, that's great. Well, again, good luck. This is your senior year, final time around. As I told Coach, I said, this is an interesting time for you guys because every time, every practice, every rep that goes past, it's your last time doing it. So it's I know that's a deep way to think about it, but it really is. It'll go by quickly. Anybody else want to talk? Nope. Everybody else was just a spectator? All right. Well, then, that's I guess that's going to do it. Jordan, from here, I will stay on the line if you want to talk, or if you want to take a break, I'll do whatever you need us to do.
Well, we're going to take a timeout, Chucky. When we come back, we'll take a look at our Fox 5 running backs. I said it was wide receivers earlier. I was mistaken. The running back list was put out today, so we'll talk about that, and we may talk a little bit more about this Waterloo team. Don't go anywhere. Our Fox Sports Shoals Two-a-Days tailgate tour continues after this. Welcome back in to our Fox Sports Shoals Two-a-Days tailgate tour. Welcome back in my compadre, my normal co-host, Mr. Chuck Hammer. He's out at Waterloo taking pictures and things of that nature, and you just wrapped up with the tailgate tour out there at Waterloo, but we've got a couple moments left before we hit a timeout and get done for the day, or done for the day. Yesterday, we had our Fox 5 quarterbacks come out. Today, our Fox 5 running backs came out. You can check that out at Fox Sports Shoals on the Facebook page. And the young men who made it are Noah Turbyfield, Cam Pritchard, Kevon Hankins, Jacob Blasgame, and Peyton Higgins. Turbyfield from Brooks, Pritchard from Deschler, Hankins from Muscle Shoals, Blasgame from Wilson, and Higgins from Morris Hill. So, Chuck, tell the people sort of what goes into picking these young men. I know we talked about it some yesterday, but what goes into it?
Well, you know, you look at a lot of different factors with guys that are returning. Obviously, you'd like to see a guy that – and I get a lot of questions about this. One thing is it's difficult. We've done it before. It's difficult to put a guy out there that hasn't started ever, even though the anticipation may be high. I know one guy that's on the list today, Kevon Hankins. He was the backup for Carlos Davis, but we saw enough in him to go ahead and say, I think he's going to be probably somebody really special, especially in an offense like the Trojans run, which is an offense that's predicated on the run. You got to pass the eye test, and I know that's kind of a little bit of a cop out to say that, but you just know when you see somebody. And again, if you're sitting here listening and going, man, I thought of somebody else or a couple other guys that would be very deserving for this list, don't think that they weren't considered. And we've also added a new position this year. It's called athlete, offensive and defensive athlete, pick up some of these guys that may play more versatile roles. And also, to be honest with you, it was to pick up guys that were maybe fringe guys or right there on the cusp of being a running back. Because, hey, you know what? As far as I know, I've talked to a lot of the kids. They want to just be a Fox 5. They don't care if they're listed as a running back, an athlete, a wide receiver, a DB. They just want to be on the Fox 5. And we got a chance to talk to one of those guys here today, and Bryce Palmer. And you know what? I don't want to give too much of a sneak peek, Jordan, but I think we might have a couple other Waterloo kids down the pipeline. But I don't want to throw any spoilers out there at all.
Well, I hope so. Waterloo, man, they're good. They're good. They got some good ones in the pipeline, dude. And so it'll be interesting to see. Now, tomorrow, who are we going to be releasing, Chucky?
We'll be doing wide receivers, and this is a group that I think, especially in high school football, Jordan, you think about the run. Most teams are very run heavy, and it's just because of the philosophy. A lot of times at smaller schools, 1A, 2A, 3A, and even 4A, you run the football a whole lot, and that's maybe because of numbers or personnel. It's just a little bit easier to run the football. The passing aspect of it, as I've heard my old high school coach say, and I've also heard some of the older coaches say, there's only three things that can happen on a passing play, and two of them are bad. So, you know, you're going to see running backs always be the premier position, but I think this year you've got a very, very special group of young men that could go on to the next level, at least two or three of them that could go to the next level and have a major impact at a college football program very early on, Jordan. So we're going to unveil those guys tomorrow. And even though we're not going to be on the radio on Thursday and Friday, we will continue to release players. And if you're wondering about what time that happens right around 5 o'clock each day. It coincides with our two-a-days tour. And before I get off here, Jordan, and I know we're getting close to the top of the hour, I want to get this out there. I'm not sure if you've talked about it yet, but it's got to be addressed. The Florence Cal Ripken World Series team is playing in the quarterfinals tomorrow at 3 o'clock, and I'm sure if we don't know the opponent, we're very close to knowing who that opponent will be. And I know they started their game at 3 o'clock, and Florence will be playing in the quarterfinals. They are in the final eight of the Cal Ripken World Series. Just an incredible accomplishment. If you go to our Fox Sports Shoals Facebook page, we'll keep you up to date with what that team is doing. And we always provide a link to watch the games live, either on your phone, your tablet, or, you know, if you can stream it on your TV, we got it all different kinds of ways. So I want to let the folks know that the Florence team is playing tomorrow at 3 o'clock in the Cal Ripken World Series quarterfinals.
And we're going to talk to their head coach, Kevin Tingle, tomorrow. We've talked with him. We're going to record that in the morning. We'll play that during the 4 o'clock hour on Shoals Sports Talk. So we'll catch up with him and see what this journey has been like. I know we had these young men in studio not long ago, and so it will be fun to see what's going on with those guys, how much fun they've had, and they've got a real shot to do something very special here, Chuck.
Absolutely. And, you know, I know they scrimmaged when they first got there. I believe it was the Bahamas. I think
that's
that was
right.
The team they scrimmaged and lost by one. So they have actually played one of the international teams. The only loss I believe they've had is against Idaho. I think that was the only loss they had. And I'm talking off the top of my head here. I'm solely focused on high school football right now. And we're not used to keeping up with a team in the World Series. But when you've got a story that big, you know we're going to follow that too. But I want to remind folks, we're back on the air tomorrow at 5 o'clock. Wes and myself, I'll be at Shoals Christian. He'll be at Mars Hill. We're going to hopefully have the Bible Bowl for you this year on the radio. We weren't able to bring it to you last year. We're going to try to bring it to you this year. And I believe that game's going to be over at Shoals Christian. And Jordan, we're going to find out from Daryl Higgins and our new head coach out there at Shoals Christian, Coach Flanagan.
Yeah, 100%. Looking forward to that. All right, Chucky, my man, I'm going to let you go. I know you're ready to get on the road and head back home. You've got a beautiful drive ahead of you, but be safe, and we'll talk to you tomorrow, okay?
All right, thanks, Jordan. Signing off from Waterloo, we'll talk to you tomorrow. It's the Fox 2-a-Days Tour here on WSBM.
So we got Wes, we got Chuck, and we got Waterloo, and we got Central, and we got a lot of fun. Hopefully you're enjoying our Fox Sports Shoals 2-a-Days tailgate tour. I know I am having a blast, but it is time for me to get out of here. We will have more teams on the docket tomorrow, as you just heard Chuck talking about it. Chuck and I have been working all day on our Fox Sports Shoals Friday night coverage, and Friday nights are going to be great once again, but tomorrow, Shoals Christian and Mars Hill. Chuck will be at SC with Nick Flanagan. And Wes will be at Mars Hill with Daryl Higgins. All right, time for me to get out of here. Steve Gorman Sports coming up next.